You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk some Braves, guys, because they get the Mets, and the Mets are struggling. I think Day-Day asked us a question yesterday about who we would love to see struggle more. Would it be the Phillies or the Mets? I said the Phillies because, well, I just don't like them. But we got a chance to put a damper into the Mets.
Seven-game losing streak, man. The Phillies have got a six-game lead on them right now.
It's big. Let's talk to our buddy Grant McCauley. Tonight, Spencer Strider on the hill. What are you expecting from Spencer? We talked about what he did last time, which was obviously, you know, something that he wanted to improve on, even though it was against a really good hitting ball club. Talk to me about Spencer and where he's at right now this season.
Yeah, I feel like there was a few things at play in that start, and one of them was that the Milwaukee Brewers, I think, have removed all doubt of who the hottest team in Major League Baseball is right now. Not only did they beat up and sweep the Braves, they went right to the Mets and took it to them, swept them as well, and continued to keep their miseries going. They've lost 10 out of 11 coming in. So losing streak and a downward spiral right now for the New York Mets, who really need to get it figured out. And Spencer Strider wants to make it difficult on him. I think there was some stuff I liked in the last start, or that you need to see closing out this season. Now, one of those was, I believe, his highest average fastball velocity in a start. Now, what did that result in? Well, a lot of hits and, unfortunately, a couple of home runs and a bunch of runs on the board against Strider, who didn't get deep in the game as he would like and ran into some trouble. But I was pleased to see that that velocity is holding and trending up. You needed to see that, and I think that's kind of the importance of the innings that he throws this year, because Chris Sale talked about this last week, and obviously Chris is going on his rehab assignment tonight because he wants to come back and pitch. They believe that these innings are important to lay the foundation to come back next year with no questions and feel like, hey, I can go out and make 30 starts and throw the innings I'm supposed to throw. So, yeah, you'd love to see the numbers every time match up and have it be a great start. But if he's getting these innings and continuing to trend in a lot of the right directions, which I think he is inside the numbers, maybe not so much in the line score every time, it's valuable innings for Spencer Strider.
Is the Money Harris adjustment at the plate going to start off next season where he will bat 300 for a whole year, which would be the dream?
It'd be a great dream, and I think that for Michael Harris, he would love for that to be the case. And that's been the weird thing about him, and I talked about this on Sunday on From the Diamond, is, you know, this is the first year where it had nothing to do with a back injury or a hamstring injury and a long stint on the injured list. It was more of a, can he figure out how to adjust and get his season on track? And the answer, initially, you felt like might not come this year. I mean, we were all the way into the month of July, and I think even the staunchest supporters of Michael Harris, myself included, were starting to wonder, well, what can he do to get this figured out? Because it's not a day off and come back and you're going to reset. It's you're going to have to make some serious adjustments, and that's exactly what he did. He's comfortable. His swing decisions are better. He is also hitting the ball harder and more frequently and to all fields. You add all that up, you got the hitter that we're seeing right now, and that's always, I believe, been inside there. He just had to figure out a way to unlock it. So I'd love to see 162 games of that plus that defense. I think it would make him an elite center fielder in all of baseball.
Yeah, and you know, we've had this discussion, even an argument or two, Grant, along the way, where I've said the fact that he's the or one of the best center fielders in the game, does the defense make up for the offense? And you've always argued, no, he has to be more of a complete player. Okay, so consistency is the key there, but that's for all these guys. It's not just for Money Michael Harris, right?
No, it is for everybody, but I think when you look at, and this is why I would say that for Michael Harris, it's not as easy as, you know, saying, well, his defense is solid the way you can with Nick Allen. Now, I would also argue that you need more out of the shortstop spot, offensively speaking, than Nick Allen has been able to give you this year as well. But the way the lineup was constructed was, if we're getting production in right field and center field and left field and first base and third base and second base and catcher, shortstop's okay. And we're getting the DH that, you know, hopefully is going to do some damage too.
We weren't worried
about that. But Michael Harris was one of the variables that you needed to have more production from. So it's not to be hard on him, and certainly not to take anything away from his defense, which is premier. You just needed more out of him, and consistency is 100% the key.
More of what we saw at Falcons camp, plus the big story in college football today involving sports gambling.
For sure.
Star quarterback coming up in just a bit. But it's Braves Talk with our man Grant McCauley. Grant, Chris Sale, you've been talking about his progress. So I know we debated the merits of having him back out there because of what it means to the staff, to, heaven forbid, he takes another injury. But what is the timeline, and when do we see him?
Yeah, he's eligible to come off the injured list on the 19th. So if we do some simple math, like today is the 12th, so you know, you might see him get one more side session. Maybe he only needs one rehab start. Maybe he makes a second rehab start if you need to feel the need to build the pitch count more than it is. He threw 30 in the live BP. He could have thrown more. So I'm interested to see tonight for Gwinnett how many pitches he throws. I was thinking 65 to 70, maybe a bit more. But that would probably be on the higher end for me. You certainly don't need him to throw 85 or 90 pitches to prove he's ready and just get him on back out there. But he felt good. It just took a few weeks for him to heal those ribs. But ultimately, yeah, he's excited about the opportunity to pitch again and said, like, I don't care what the record is. I'm a competitor. I've got a job to do. I want to go out there and do it. And more than anything, or with those things in mind, I want to be ready next year when the bell rings to go out and have my full allotment of innings and feel like I can get there.
Grant McCauley joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking Braves, Mets, guys. Coming up, you'll hear our conversation, that is, with Cordero Hodge here as we had a chance to catch up with one of the best special teams players, not only for the Falcons, but in the NFL. Why are the Mets sliding? What's the situation? Why? What's going on?
Nothing is going right for them is the short answer to it. And I feel like this has been a strange season for them insofar as they did a lot of things last year, especially in the second half, that you just didn't think that this Mets team was equipped to do. Then they went out in the offseason, they addressed their rotation, they added a little bit to the bullpen, and they signed some guy named Juan Soto. So you kind of thought they were going to be trending up all year. But Soto, and you can't put it all on him, he's kind of a down year. I think Pete Alonso has clearly done some good things this year, but Lindor has been, I feel like, a little more human. And then they've had injuries just like everybody else, especially in the rotation. So a lot of inconsistency, and he's not hitting. I mean, does this sound familiar? We know a club that has had some trouble with that this year, and that's where they are right now this particular time of the season. They call it the dog days of summer, and it is eating the Mets alive. And as you mentioned, Mike, I mean, they are sliding in the standings. They're right in the middle of the wild card, so there is a backup plan, if you want to call it that. But, yeah, they're fading very quickly, and if they're not careful and don't get this thing right, the Phillies could run away and hide with the division, and the Phillies aren't even really that hot right now.
The Brewers claimed a 10th straight game in a row. I mean, they've done that twice, and I know that I'm not a big fan of – I thought Snicker should have won Manager of the Year, but Pat Murphy's pretty good.
Yeah.
Castle couldn't get him over the top. Is this the year, Grant? Because it looks like we're going to be watching from the sidelines, but is this the year the Brewers actually win it all? Because, man, they've been basically like the Braves were for so much of the 90s, winning divisions but not breaking through.
You know, and I don't want to be a naysayer of the Brewers, but you know who they remind me of more so, and they spend a little bit more money, obviously, is the Tampa Bay Rays. They excel at areas in baseball and development, particularly catching and pitching, which are two things that can take you a long ways, especially that last one. They just do so well with it. So even when they lose somebody and somebody moves on and they got to replace them, it just seems like they've developed another pitcher or they've unlocked some level of someone else who's maybe underperformed at this point, but just finds a way to step up and step through. And now they've got, I think, a really good team, a well-rounded team. You know, a lot of starting pitching that's doing its thing. They've got some impressive players all around the diamond. I mean, Willy Adames leaves, and the Brewers somehow get even better. So not often do you see that kind of thing, but they seem to just kind of reload. They're not really ever rebuilding. They're just trying to figure out a way to level up the squad they have and put a few more pieces in that hopefully make them better.
Grant, good stuff. Let's see what Strider does tonight. Hopefully guys continue to hit, and we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Grant McCauley with us, talking Braves, guys. Yeah, look, when things go astray and it's not your year, which it's not, I certainly don't want to see the Mets and Phillies do well. That's just what it is.
Right.
And when we are rolling and we have beat them up the last 7 years and own this division, you know, they've not wanted to see us complete the deal. We were able to do that once, Mike, in winning the World Series. But, you know, some people get, I guess, like, well, don't you want the World Series to come to you from your division? No, I don't want to see the Mets get a World Series, and I certainly don't want to see the Phillies get one. But with that said, you can hurt their chances and put a little damper in their positioning if you handle business up there.
Right.
This week.
You know, again, it's the guarantee. It's money. Spending the big coin is no guarantee you're going to win a World Series. That's time-honored. Having one of the best lineups in baseball is no guarantee, because the Braves would have had 5 or 6 under Bobby Cox. But this one for the Mets, it is kind of fun, because that owner is very easy to root against.
He is, because he's a big spender, and he shows off, right?
Him and Cohen and Tepper are like the same guy. Tepper, that horrible Carolina owner.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Little Cam is here, by the way. A guy looks like Cam Newton, big Panthers fan. But there's just these Wall Street big shots, Carl. I think they just buy and sell people.
No,
they're awful people.
They can, and they fire people so easy. That's like Dave Tepper.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From 2 U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
He's fired all these coaches, right? Surprised he hadn't fired Bryce Young yet. Hey, man, we were at practice today. Joint practices, they went well. You're going to hear our conversation with Cordero Hodge coming up. One of the best special teams players in the game. But we will fill you in again on what went down today. Lots of positives for the Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters Mall of Georgia.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.